the bond snapped. Now the Gemara says, Unkelis bar kulinimus, igayer, he became a ger. We know first he was a Roman, and then he became a ger, he was mezgar, became a Jew. So Shoda Kesar, the emperor, the Roman emperor, sent Shoda Kesar Gunda Drumoy Abasre, send a bunch of soldiers, Roman soldiers, after him. To arrest him, like how come he became a Jew? So what happened was, Mashkinu Bikroi Igayer, that when these soldiers went to him, he started to talk to him about Psukim, and he tried to explain to him about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he made them all become Jews. He was Megar them, he was Makar of them. He had outreach here. He was Makar of these people and made them Jews. So Hoda Shod the Gunda the Ramoy Achrina. Then the emperor sent another bunch of Roman soldiers. So then again he sent another bunch of soldiers after Basra after him. But Omalu, this time the Kesar said to this bunch of soldiers, Loi Temru Lei V'Loi Midi, do not have any discussion with him at all. Just bring him here. What happened was, he had Bishakli, when the soldiers met up with Unkelis and they started to take him, he had Bishakli V'Yozlu Omalu. So Unkelis said to them, Ei Meluchu Milsa B'Yama, let me just tell you something. An ordinary thing, not going to tell you anything about the Psukim, let me just talk to you Milu di Alma. So he said to them like this, Nifrura Nokat Nura Kame Fifruya. But this, let's say you have a procession that somebody holds the torch, one person holds in front of the other person. Like really we go through all the different type of ranks of a sergeant, a higher one, that one holds the light in front of the next one. She said here what it usually is, Nifruya Nokat Nura Kame Pefruya, and Pefruya Leduksa. He holds the torch in front of the leader. And Duksa Le Hagmona. The leader holds the torch in front of the governor. Hagmunya Le Kumya. The governor holds the torch in front of the chief officer. Kumya. The question is though, the chief officer though, Mi Nokat Nura Makami Inchi? Does he hold the light in front of the people? Omaleloi? Of course not. Like the highest in charge, he would not hold the light in front of the people. Omalehu, so now Unkelis said back to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nokat Nura Kami Yisrael. If so, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the light in front of the Jews? You'll see the Pasuk says, Vashem Holech Lefneihem Yoimam, that Hashem went in front of them, Hashem put the light, went in front of them by day. So you have to say, you see how chashuv, how great the Jews are, that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds the light in front of them. And so the Maisa was, Igayer, Kulu, they also became Jews. Alright, we'll stop here.
In the middle of the Shiloh, in the middle of the story with Unkelis. Unkelis ben Kulinimus, that he was Mizgar, he became a Jew. And now the Roman emperor was angry at him and wanted to take him, bring him to jail. So every band of soldiers that he sent to him, he was Mizgaya them. So the middle of the Maisa now, 10 lines down, says again a third time, Hoda Shodar Gundo Achrina Basre. Again, the Roman emperor sent again a group of soldiers after Unkelis. But Amalu, this time the emperor said clearly to them, Loi Tishtoye Midi Biade. Do not talk anything at all with him. Don't talk anything with him. So Mara says, Kinoket Lei, when the soldiers went to take him, the Azli, they were leaving the house, Chozi Mezusto, Deman Chapischa. He like showed them, look at this mezuzah that's on my doorpost. Is Ois V'yod Yaloh. So Unkelis put his hands on the mezuzah. V'yomalu, my high, and he asked them, what is this? Do you know what this is? So they were caught off guard. Omrulei, Eimalonat, okay, you tell us, we don't know what this is. The soldier said, we don't know what it is, you tell us. Omalu, so Unkelis said back to them like this, Minhoga Shalolam, the normal manner is that Melech Bosavadam Yeshim Rifnim, the great king, a flesh king, sits inside. The Avod of Misham Menosim Bachus. And he has his servants outside the door, outside the house, protecting him, watching him. But Yilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the opposite. Avodah Mibachnim. We have a house, we sit inside the house. V'yuv Yisham Misham Mibachutz. and HaKadosh Baruch himself is sitting outside the house watching us. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hashem Yishma Seischo V'yecha Miyatov Yad Elam, that HaKadosh Baruch was watching our going in of the house. So that's what Uncle has told these people, these soldiers, and right away again, Igayer, that they became Gerim also, they also became Jews. So what happened was, Suloi Shod Basri. That's it, the Roman Emperor gave up already, he's going to lose his whole army, he'll have nobody left, he left Uncles alone, keep who you have, we keep the rest. Then the Pasuk says, V'yesod Bereshis, V'yemer Hashem lo, Shem said back to Rivka, that Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, you're going to have two Goyim, that really we say it means two nations. We know Yaakov and Esav were two different nations. And Amr of Yehuda, Amr Rav, we dash it from this, Al Tikri Goyim, it doesn't only mean that there'll be two nations, Elogeyim, there'll be two princesses, two leaders. What does that go on? Zu Antoninus v'Rebbe. Antoninus, that's from Esav, that's Rome from Esav, and Rebbe, that's from Yaakov. Now these two great people, these rich people, that Shaloi Posko Mial Shechonim, it was never missing from their table, Loi Chazeres, not Chazeres. Yeah, that's Chazeres is lettuce. Chazeres is lettuce, not lettuce. V'loi kishuyas and not the cucumbers. V'loi tznoin, not radishes. Loi b'maisacham, v'loi b'maisagashamim. Throughout the whole year, not in the summer, not in the winter, is not missing. It's even though it was hard to find, they had to go to farmers' market and pick it up. So even though it's out of season, they were able to have it. They were so rich. Oh, let's see. The Yom HaMah, good. Gemara says, the Yom HaMah, we learn, Tzinoin Machtech Oichel. That chews the food for you. Eat radish first, that chews up the food. Chazeres, eat a lettuce after that. Mahapech Baichel. That turns over the food, helps it digest. It turns it over for you inside. And Kishus, then if you eat cucumbers, Marchev Mayim. It widens the intestines, makes it easy for everything. So it makes a straight flow in the digestive system. So eat these three things, very good for you. So Mor says, not that way. V'atona dever of Yishmoel. Loma nikro shmon kishuim. Why is kishuas, cucumbers, called kishuim? Mifnei shekoshel gufa shel adam. It's very bad. It's hard. It's harmful to the body of a person. Ka charvois. You're like a sword. It's hard. Kishuim. It's called kosher. It's hard for you. So I can tell me now, kishuim is marchiv mayim. It widens the intestines and makes it easy for you. So Moshe says, like kasha. Hobaravavi, hobizutri. By big ones, maybe they're no good. Hobizutri, by small ones, they're still young. Then they're okay. They help out the digestive system.
Why does the Gemara pick
places? Shloi Ein Zeru Vusel Shayomar Bim Suda Shukhanim. Shaitzrichem Lakta Vahapech Michael Akabne Mayim.
It means they always had such big meals that if they wouldn't have these things, they'd be finished. Because the only way they could eat so much and have such big meals is they're able to take care of their digestive system. They're telling them that they had it. Yeah, that's the point.
Right. No. Yom HaLeid of Yom HaMis. Now the Mishnah says also Yom HaLeid is birthday, and Yom HaMis, the day he died, is also a Yom Chag. Michlau, so the Mishnah says though, that Tanakhama says depends. That's that the Yom HaMis is called the Chag, that's only if there's Sreif involved also, only if they burn his things. That's what Tanakhama says.
The Yom HaLeid
Yom HaMis Divra V'meya Chom Maimrim Kol Misesh Yesh Bo Sreifa Yesh Bo Zechovim. If when the king dies they burn his things, his throne, his kelim, his clothing, then they worship the Avodah Zarah. But they did not burn his throne, his kelim, then they did not worship.
They burn him too, right?
No.
Mar says
Mechlau Rabbi Meir Sovar Loishna Misesh Yesh Bo Sreifa Loishna Misesh Shein Bo Sreifa. Does not make a difference by the Romans whether when the king dies they burn his utensils that he used or whether they do not burn them. Still, on his yard site they worship their Avodah Zarah. Alma, what do you see according to Rabbi Meir? That Sreifa Lav Chukihi. This fact that they burn his utensils, that's not called a chayk. It's not like a cult of Avodah Zarah to say it's also to do it. But it just happens to be that sometimes yes, sometimes no, it's not a cult. Therefore, there's nothing wrong with it. Therefore, for us, it doesn't make a difference whether they do or they do not. the Yom HaMisa, that's a chag. Mechlal, the Rabbon and Sari, Sreifa Chuki. Yes, Sreifa burning is a cult. It's something they do, it's a chukah, they do it the same.
A cult. They do it for their Hashem Avodah Zarah. That's their cult.
Isn't
chukah
like an ordinance?
Yeah. And the difference would be, it's also for Jews to do it also. If that's a chukah of a goy, that's their cult, so a Jew should not do it either. So Mar says, not true, but Tanya, we learned that Sorfin al Hamlochim, that by a Jewish king also, we are allowed to burn his utensils when he goes. V'loy midarki amari v'yein chukahi. No, v'loy midarki amari, it's not an issa of midarki amari. Rashi says, Eino midarki amari lochosh loisaste kamasayim. That's possible to not do the way the goyim do it. So here, burning the throne or the clothing of a king has no issa. Now the question is, v'chukahi, if you're going to tell me that this is a cult that the goyim do, they do it for their avodah zarah. When a king dies, they burn his utensils. If so, anan heches afinan. How is a Jew allowed to burn their king's clothing? The Yoksida Pasuk says, "V'chukasayim loysalechu." So, if there be a chukah, then it will be also for a Jew to do it. Elo, it has to be the kuli alma sreif alav chuki. Both Rabbi Meir and Tanakam both agree that the fact that Goyim burns the Kalim, that's not a chayk. It's not the doing it l'shem avodah zarah. Elo, rather, chashivusahi. It only shows how important the king was to them. That's all. The great person goes, it's like to show people, we have no right to use his utensils, his throne. He was a great person. Nobody now could use it. Therefore, we're burning it now just to teach us not to use it. But not as the chukah for the avodah zarah. If so, the Yaakov Bokhamifugri, what is the machlokes in the mission then? Rabbi Meir Sovar, Loishin Amisa Sheish Basreifa, Loishin Amisa Shein Basreifa, Polchi Bola Vrazgachovim. By the Romans, any time their king dies, even though the king was not that chashuv to them to burn his kalim, but still this much they worship their avodah zarah. They give thanks to their avodah zarah. Why? Maybe because the king, the god took away their king, so they give thanks. But when the king goes on his anniversary, they worship their avodah zarah. For Rabbon and Tzavri, now it depends. Misa sheyesh basreifa chashuv lahu. If the people, then the Romans, take out the time to burn the king's kalim, it shows then to them he was a great king, and therefore they do not feel as fit anybody else should use his kalim. Therefore, upolchibo. Therefore, they go to worship their avodah zarah. But the shein basreifa, if the Romans do not burn the kalim, the throne, the kalim of the king, that means lechashiva. He wasn't such a great king. It does not mean that much to them if somebody else uses his utensils. If so, lepalkibo, then they do not go to worship their avodah zarah. So that's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Not that burning the kalim is a chukah. No, it's mutter for Jew to do it also. Just it's a mitzvah that the Tanakhama holds. It's only if the king is so choshev do they worship their avodah zarah. Kufa, what we just said before, sorfa ma'alam lochim. By a Jewish king also it's permissible to burn his utensils after his iftar. V'yein boy mishum daki amarit. There's no issa of daki amarit to say it's a cult that the goyim do. We have to stay away. No, it's only like I said before. They do it just because they feel bad. It's not respectful for somebody else to use the royal kalim. So a Jew could also do this. Shinema is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, V'sholem tomus v'mesaf rois avoisecha amlochim, and they'll burn the utensils of the king. Mashma, they did this, the Navi is saying that the Jews did this. Now, Kishem Shesorfim Al Amlochim, same way if a Jewish, a Melech Yisrael is Niftar, you have a right to burn his utensils, is Kach Sorfim Al Anasiyim. The same way can be done to any great person. If the prince, the Nasi, the president, is Niftar, also, it's fitting to say he was such a great person, no Hedyid, normal person has the right to use his kalim, to use his clothing. Therefore, we have a right to burn the kalim. And there's no issa about pashkes, not called some destruction, because you're doing it mishum kovod amalkus. As kovod amalkus, it's mutter. Now, umahein sorfim, what is the meaning? What are we supposed to burn? Alam lochim, mitoson, his bed, ukli tashmishon, all his utensils of kalim that he used. Umaisa once happened, Shemesa with Gmil Hazokin, Gmil Hazokin was Nifta, and the Sorof Olof Umkla Tager
Unka Fagir now went and burnt Shivim Monatsuri, $70, 70 Monatsuri, a large sum of money. So the Havaminer is that he burnt the money itself. So what's the question? Why? Well, Mati just got finished telling me, Mahin Sarfim, what is the meaning? What are you supposed to burn? Mahin Sarfim Aleim, Mitos no Klitash Mishon. In other words, it's explaining that Stam is Baal Pashkas involved. You're not supposed to Stam burn money. You only have a right to burn something if you're showing covet to the Melech. Like you're doing it as covet Amalchus. He was such a great person, not fit for us to use his utensils. But it's only permissible to burn these things, his mita, his dead, his throne, the kelim that he used, but not to burn some money. That's some bapashkis. South and Uncles do this. Somewhere else is.
What's the question? If he's burning money, he's really only just melting down gold or silver.
Obviously, burning it was destroying it. You're right. It wasn't just about melting the town. He was destroying it.
They use paper money, use metal money. Then nothing will happen to the money. He's out
here. Well, you're still ruining it, though. It's still bapashkis. Whatever you did to it now, you're going to ruin it. If you want to reuse it again, you have to make it back into money. It is a mice of destruction. It is a bapashkis. So, Stam bapashkis is also. There's only a head there if it's showing clearly it's covered on melech. The more says, Ema, say rather like this. The Shiva Monitsuri, that's how much the utensils, the throne, his bed was worth. But not that he actually destroyed the money itself. Shavya. Said Shavya. Shiva Monitsuri. But the more Mini Akhirini Law is the true what you're saying. That nothing else you're allowed to destroy. For a time you will learn. Oikrin Al Hamalokim. That you're allowed to be Oikr mean rule, take off something from his horse. The great horse that the king rode on, will allowed to cut off the hooves, we'll soon see. Oikrin Al Hamalokim. And Vien Bamishrim Daki Amiri. To see you're allowed to. You're allowed to cut off from the horse. So Amar Papa Susharach Ola Olof. You're allowed to cut off the hoof of the horse that he rode on. That's all. That's also considered Kavod HaMelech. This is the horse the king rode on. It's not fit for anybody else to use it. So Tzayis asked the question. It's pretty far. Next to Tzayis says, Oikin Alalachim, the entire Maman Lepar of Likat Tzar Balechayim. So this is the Raisa of Tzar Balechayim. The Baruch Lekamon, God be nice and blessed and Meshut, the Chavim. So Tzayis says, Yishloima, the Shani Kavod HaMelech, Shul Kavod the Chol Yisrael, the Yossi Kvoid Rabin for Dachi Tzar Balachayim. To give covet to the Melech is called covet of Kal Yisrael, that's covet at Tzibur, that's Doichon, this Isra of Tzar Balachayim. Therefore, it's permissible to cut off the hoof of the animal of the king. Now the Mor says, the Behema Tarulai, Behema Tarinaf, Mashmauni the Sus, but not an animal that's Tor, for a tiny one like this. Ikor Sheyesh Bot Shrei Pasa. Just at the Loch Oikrim, you could cut off part of the animal, the covet of Melech. That's only if it does not make the animal a treifa. But b'shein b'treifa, that's also. If you do so much to make the animal a treifa, that's also. But b'shein b'treifa, if you're just cutting off the bottom part of the hooves, that do not make it a treifa, mutter, that's permissible. Now, the ezeh ikar shein b'treifa, what's called an ikar, what are you taking off? That does not make the animal a treifa. Ha-manashe, if you trim, ha-soysov, min